But that's not enough for some stuff. So I bought an Action Replay cartridge that you can flash some fucking wild shit onto that'll make it better at just kind of booting whatever. And then I was able to download an English patch for this fighting game. Okay.
Yes.
I'll walk you through this.
Okay.
So fighting game came out. Asuka 120% Burning Fest Limited.
Game.
Limited is the Saturn ones. The last one they made. For Limited, after Limited came out, the studio went out of business. But the word is that some people who worked on the game, even after the studio went under, said, ah, man, we can do better. So they patched it.
Okay.
And then just put the patch out on the internet. Like, hey, you know, this just...
This is out here. Yeah. This lives in the air.
Update these files and burn yourself a disc, and as long as you've got a way to boot a burned disc onto Saturn, you've got a more balanced version of this game.
Okay.
So that kicked around the Japanese internet until about 2005, 2006, until someone, I think it was Brandon Sheffield, actually found it and had some people dig it up and find a way to make it work, because it was like a really old tool at this point for patching. Then, relatively recently, in the grand scheme of things, someone did an English patch for that. Because all the menus got stripped down, and they stripped out the story mode, and it's just like a fucking black screen with character names, and you're just like, well, if I can't read Japanese, I don't know which one is the cheerleader and which one is the karate girl. Okay. So this one updates that.
Okay.
So I had to patch, and then burn, and then boot, and it worked. And I was fucking pretty fucking psyched. Go buy these drinks.
Yes.
That is so many layers.
Smells like a nice solvent out there.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Like someone's dissolving a body or two.
Yeah.
Not that I would know.
But yeah, I don't know. It, like that thing's kind of cool because it's this weirdly stripped down. Like they, like the patch literally removes the story mode from the game, and just fucking boots up to black screen menu, like the most stripped down. Yo, you want to fucking fight or what? Type shit.
I assume if you're booting up that game, the answer is yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Sure as shit not there for some fucking visual novel ass fucking high school ass fighting game. I'm gonna show you this.
Okay.
Does that look like it's got some kind of disgusting growth on it, or is that just...
I just assume that's part of the whole thing.
Yeah. That seems like it's probably fine.
I mean, one way to find out, right?
Right. Ride the fucking lightning. Oh. I'm gonna die now.
Alright. He died as he lived.
Taquito botulism.
Eating gas station food. Business today.
Sure. I haven't been to their new spot.
Yeah, I never went to their old spot. It looks nice from, you know, the internet.
Sure.
Then again, our studio looks probably better than it actually does from the internet.
That's what studios are for.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, their old spot is, like, literally a spare bedroom in... I think maybe he moved since then, but, like, it was his apartment. It was cool that, like, they were able to get, like, a pretty good shot. Like, it was just a very fucking small room. But, like, with the lens on the camera, it didn't look nearly as cramped.
Yeah, it's astonishing what you can do with lenses these days.
Yeah. But yeah, digging through all that Saturn stuff led to all sorts of, like, fucking... Like, the Saturn is apparently, like, a really fucking tricky system in terms of its protection and all this other stuff.
Like, which is hilarious when you consider what the Dreamcast was.
Right, yeah. Like, yeah, if they just kept the basic security setup from the Saturn, it would have been a pretty fucking different story. It's, like, a really neat concept. And so I have two Saturns, and one of them, the drive, doesn't seem to work anymore. Yeah. So I was sitting there thinking, like, maybe I should fucking just get one of those things and see what happens. But, like, the... The setup for it is, like, 130 euros. Whatever that... I want to say that's, like, 200 bucks.
Not too far off.
Let's look. $175.
Okay.
And kind of a lot of installation involved. So, like, I don't know that I want to spend that kind of money and then still have to crack this thing open and do all this shit. But there's a guy working on one that plugs into the back of it. There's like a MPEG card port for people that want to watch fucking hot VCDs on a Saturn.
Hell yeah, I do. I only want to watch VCDs.
And a guy got stuff up and running that way too. So he's like running a Patreon and getting closer to selling that thing. So if that thing's like, even if it's in that same price range, I might still get one, because if it is just slide in and go, like, that would be a much easier process for playing fucking patched, double patched, fucking weird shit like that, than all the hoops I've jumped through over the past week or so. Oh, that's right. People are talking about that fucking Sega Forever stuff.
Did that just turn out to be a mobile thing?
Yeah. Yeah, it's fucking free Genesis games on iOS, ad-supported, or you can pay $2 to opt out of the ads. Which, okay, but, like, the emulation just seems fucking terrible.
Great.
Read all that, like, there was some marketing dude who's like, you know, probably like Sega's one US employee or something crazy like that, like giving interviews talking about, like, it's like the legacy you've got, the rich history legacy of all this other stuff, and it's gonna be great, and yeah, Sega Forever, we're gonna release games every month and all this other stuff, and then they fucking put it out and it just sucks. Like, well, so much for the fucking legacy. Like, oh yeah, you really care about it a lot, don't you? The fuck up thing is there were people who had bought, like, they had put out some of these games on phones before for sale, and those patched in a way that it basically, like, replaces it with this version. So, like, a version that worked better before got replaced with fucking hot shit.
What the fuck?
What the fucking fuck?
That is some spectacular decision making.
Yeah. Or at least that's how Phantasy Star went down.
Like, right.
Maybe some of the other ones are still available separately, but Phantasy Star, from what I saw, got replaced. And you load it up and you're just like, immediately, like, first notes out of it. You're like, why is this all stuttery and fucking wire? Why is the pitch, like, this is... It's not that it sounds like, oh, this is the same good song emulated poorly. It's like, it's kind of playing the wrong notes. You're like, this just sounds discordant. Fuck, like, what, why?
You ever still try to, like, find your way into Phantasy Star Online?
Yeah, here and there.
I know that was a thing that you had kept up with.
Yeah, you can... There are private servers running. Like, you could theoretically use a Dreamcast or a GameCube, like, any of those. Well, maybe it's just Dreamcast and GameCube. I don't know if the Xbox version works or not. Maybe right. It does.
On someone's fake Xbox Live server somewhere.
Right. But yeah, there were people still running private servers for Blue Burst, which was the PC version of it, last time I checked. I actually ran a private server for a little while, just for myself, because you could change a bunch of shit about drop rates and edit the characters, and I was like, I want to see some of these fucking weirder weapons that I never saw, so... Made it so the first enemy in the game had like a very high chance of dropping that exact thing. I'm like, alright. I don't have PSO2 installed anymore though.
To get online with, or...
No, it's just it's all in Japanese, and then they did English patches for it, so you can kind of patch it. And, I don't know, it seemed like they were blocking connections from outside of Japan for a while, and that led up, but then, I don't know, I just kind of lost interest at some point. Like,
that's fair.
It is a free-to-play game, and at some point, like, I did put a little bit of money into it initially, and I was like, eh... Actually, I think I might still have it installed on PlayStation 4, because they put it out there, too. But that game actually plays way better with a mouse. They gave a date for that Fire Pro stuff?
Yep. July 10th.
It's not that far off.
Nope.
I hope that has, like, a good tutorial or something. That's like, here's what the fuck Fire Pro is.
Something that at the very least, like, explains the grappling mechanics and that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
I can understand not necessarily wanting to handhold people through, like, you know, AI logic stuff.
Right.
Because anyone who wants to go that deep is probably not going to want to sit there... tutorialize that, but...
Yeah. But I just... Yeah, I never really was able to wrap my mind around just playing those games, let alone editing characters and all that stuff. Like, it just... The mechanics are always strange.
Yeah, the timing window on the grappling was always very tight, so... It not only, like, did not reward mashing, it actively discouraged it.
Yeah. Which is cool. It's also the complete opposite of most every other wrestling game. So trying to play that in Japanese, just being like, my guy seems winded, I don't know. I push these buttons and nothing actually happens.
I feel like Returns did have some kind of tutorial system in English in it. And since they're basing this off Returns, I have to imagine.
Yeah.
I don't remember if it was any good or not. The tutorial, anyway.
Returns was the PS2 game?
Yeah. last one.
Yeah. I think I have D, which is that the Dreamcast one? I have that one. And I have a Japanese one for PS1.
That's G.
Okay, I have G.
So those are the two I imported.
Yeah. And then I have a TurboGrafx, like a PC Engine one, also. Say that's a 6-button game, or at least on like that version, you can, that it supports the 6-button controller.
But. Yeah. Yeah, I played the Super Nintendo or the Super Famicom one. I didn't have two of those, but I played the one that Suda did the
story stuff
for. Yeah. I think that's the only, like, old mass one I've ever played.
I wonder if that one got an English translation. Like, if anyone ever just did it.
I mean, most of the ROMs floating around don't have any English translation in them that I've seen. And all the videos I've seen of it put up all are still in Japanese.
Yeah.
Like subtitles, right? Sometimes by the people who put them up.
Alright, so that's Super Fire Pro Wrestling Special. People that are trying to get that off the ground, but looks like they didn't actually do it. Queen's Special got an English translation from Phil. English by Phil, version 1.0.
What is Phil?
Good going, Phil.
Special, the all women's one?
Yeah.
Okay. That's right, because, yeah, like those older Fire Pro games only had dudes.
Right.
And
yeah.
The Queen Special in that event. I think by G they had combined.
As of March of this year, sounds like there's still some people plugging away at it, but, you know, fan projects, and they're working on other stuff, and
also living their lives, presumably.
Yeah, so definitely slow going. I don't think I'd ever watched the ending to that game.
About as grim a 16-bit thing as I've ever seen.
Yeah. I mean, this paragraph is pretty fucking incredible of, like, just the summary of the story.
Yep.
The hero encounters Akira made as fictional sister and falls in love with her, but she spurns his romantic intents, causing him to fall into a deep depression. To make matters worse, just before his championship match, he watches as his American trainer is killed right before his eyes. Even after becoming the undisputed pro wrestling champion of the world, it's a hollow victory without anyone to share it with. Deciding that everything was all a waste of time, he commits suicide.
Yep. The last shot is just a picture of a house and, like, a, you know, nice car in the driveway. And you just see a little, like, a gun flash through the curtains and gunshot, and that is it. Fucking Suda. The best part is that the enemy wrestler who, like, kills your trainer and your partner in the ring and all that shit is basically the Ric Flair equivalent.
Perfect. I would believe it. Ric Flair, Stone Cold Killer.
I don't think any of the other games had story modes that obviously weren't dark, but even, like, had as much story in
them. Right, yeah. That sounds like it's a pretty good wrestling game.
I talked to Suda last E3, not this year's, but the one before. He was talking like he wanted to do something with wrestling again, but wasn't really sure what exactly. Like, he probably wasn't ever going to be, like, an officially licensed thing, but I think he wanted to, like, make an action game about wrestlers.
Yeah, I mean, that's, you know, something like No More Heroes would fit right into that type of fucking aesthetic, I guess.
Yeah.
I wonder, like, the thing he's making now, I wonder if that'll end up being something like that. Chat says, hey, Rick's killed before, look at Ron Garvin's career.
Boo. Also, not wrong.
Yeah. Exhaust coming out of that car that was in front of us for a while there was enough to make me slightly dizzy.
Yeah, it was, I don't think that car would pass regulation.
No, yeah, when it pulled off there, now I suddenly feel better. Today is apparently the 21st birthday of Quake.
Huh.
QuakeCon's like soon, right?
Yes, yeah, it's always a summer thing.
Yeah. Congratulations on being able to legally drink, Quake.
Yeah.
You made it. Quake is one of those games I always wanted to get into, but my mind just does not work fast enough for playing that game well.
Yeah, it's, you know, the idea is that you spend enough time with it that you kind of take your mind out of the equation.
Right. At some point,
for a lot of the basics. Yeah, for a lot of the basics anyway. Freeing up precious brain cycles for counting down when the armor is going to respawn or whatever the
fuck. Right.
Never really wanted to be that type of Quake player.
It's a beautiful game.
Yeah.
I enjoy watching it. I just never got into a good rhythm with it.
Hmm.
I was always much more of like an Unreal player anyway.
Hmm.
Not that I ever got that great at Unreal either, I just had more fun with it.
Yeah. Sometimes I think about going back to the campaigns for those shooters and looking at them again.
Just reminding yourself what even fucking happened in them.
Right, yeah. Like, I feel like over the last 5 years or so, I've played through, like, the first episode of Quake 1 probably twice, maybe three times. And then I start on episode 2 and just go like, oh man, fuck this. What am I doing? But I wonder what the Unreal campaign plays like these days.
Good question.
Like, pre-Unreal Tournament, just, hey, I don't know, we made a story. Fucking Unreal 2, God.
I think Unreal 2 was the one I first played. I think.
Unreal 2, The Awakening.
That sounds right.
Right, yeah. It wasn't developed by Epic. Legend Entertainment did it. Right,
what
yeah.
What did Legend Entertainment do other than that?
I don't know. Fuck. Mostly adventure games.
Okay.
It's like Steve Moretzky's company. They did Wheel of Time.
Okay. That's not a game I ever played.
Yeah. Eric the Unready. Star Control 3 was them.
Okay. That one I know.
And they did a mission pack for Unreal 1, and then did Wheel of Time. But yeah, Unreal 2, I guess, shipped with no multiplayer, or very little multiplayer, and then they released Unreal 2 expanded multiplayer after that.
Okay, by the time I got to it, I think that had come out.
Yeah.
Because I remember playing the multiplayer when I got it.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I don't think I actually really got super into it until the Unreal Tournament came around.
Yeah. I remember playing original Unreal quite a bit at the time. Because that did have stuff in it. Thank you. degree of Unreal was like, yeah, okay. And the player takes on the part of Prisoner 849 aboard the prison spacecraft Vortex Rikers.
Vortex Rikers.
During transport to a moon-based prison, the ship is pulled to an uncharted planet before reaching its destination. I wonder how far you could take Unreal 1 today and play it again. Because they released Unreal Gold, which I guess ported it to the Unreal Tournament version of the engine. But I wonder if anyone was like, oh yeah, I don't know, here's a UE4 port of fucking Unreal 1.
Right.
Or like, you know, like if that content can be imported into the engine and kind of still run. Pretty into UT3.
That might have been
when it came out. That came out in 07.
Oh, yeah, that would have been. Too, this was earlier on, I think.
Yeah.
I don't know if I ever got into UT3 then.
Or like UT 2004 or something.
That's probably what it was.
Yeah.
Taken to multiplayer shooters later in life versus younger when I like probably had a lot more time to burn on those things.
Right. You still play a lot of Overwatch?
Yeah. You know, not like I'm not playing like every day the way I used to, but I'm playing a couple times a week. Huh. I imagine I'll probably go through at least a decent run with Splatoon 2 when that comes out.
I tried playing some Quake Champions yesterday, and it never found it. Like, there were not enough players playing to get into a match. There's a global chat when you connect to it, and there were people in there just going like, what the fuck, 9 minutes to fucking find a match? Like, this is ridiculous.
It's just that there weren't any open games, or
no? Like no one is playing.
Okay. Are they still in closed beta?
Yeah. Okay. So, but you can. It sounds like if you go to their website and feed them an email address, they send you a key. It's
okay.
Not like
it's not hard.
Yeah. That's how Tim Willis made it sound when he was on the show.
I mean, you've been playing that here and there. Like, has it generally been that way, or is it...
It's been slowly getting harder to find games.
Right, people are just kind of checking
out. As time has gone on, yeah. I wonder how that thing will do. like when they open it up for real, like, and obviously that'll there'll be like a new surge of interest, but I wonder if it'll, because right now everyone has access to all the characters,
right?
Once they lock up all of them and go like, all right, now it's a full-on free-to-play game, give us some money, I wonder how people will be like, no, this, nope,
I'm good.
But I wanted to check it out because they put PJ Blazkowicz in it.
Hell yeah.
And
that was actually the one thing that made me like, oh, maybe I'll give this a shot.
Yeah.
Is Doom Guy also with it?
No. Not, I mean,
that feels like a thing they would announce.
Yeah,
at some point.
They would certainly do that. But, the, I mean, Doom Guy was in fucking Quake 3.
Right.
So.
At some point, they'll let you import your Fallout 4 monstrosity into that as well.
Sure.
And, oh, I don't know, the fucking cagehead dude from Evil Within. Let's just get it all in.
Yeah,
there.
Why not? The girl from Wet.
Yeah.
Dick Marcinko.
Now you know, Dick Marcinko's not doing much these days. I'm sure he'd be happy for the paycheck.
Sure.
Fucked up yesterday driving to work and took the marina route instead of the normal route.
Was it bad? I have not.
No, it was fine. Yeah. It just took a little longer.
Yeah.
The traffic wasn't all that bad.
Yeah, it seems like school must have gotten out while we were at E3 because normally just getting to this point takes a lot longer.
Yeah, you know, summer courses will start up soon enough.
Yeah. I had this moment earlier this week where I thought to myself, man, I should play Final Fantasy 14.
Like, what? People are talking about that game again.
A new expansion just came out.
Okay, that would explain it.
And I feel like people are mostly talking about it because the expansion has been fucked up.
Oh.
And
that's
like, hard to get into, like, getting constant, like, disconnections, like, server issues, stuff like that.
Because, like, the total reboot they did of that game was, like, very well received.
Yeah, yeah.
And generally the support for it, I thought, had been pretty good.
Yeah, I think they're at a bad spot right now. They'll probably iron out eventually here.
Did I see that there's a Final Fantasy XII, remake coming at some point?
Yeah, I think that's happening, yeah.
So, of all the Final Fantasies, all of them, I feel like that is the one I hear the least about. Do people like that game?
I might say 9 is a game that
I
hear slightly less about.
I hear staunch defenders of 9. Maybe it's just because I know Gino and a couple of other people, but I know some people who love 9. I have never heard anyone say, like, anything really about 12, one way or the other.
I'm going to look at, I'm going to search for Final Fantasy 12 on the internet here and just try to take a look at it and determine what the fuck it is.
Okay. Like, even with 13, there was still, like, at least an air of exasperation that let me know that this is how people generally felt about that game.
Right. I don't know who any of the...
It just feels like one of those games that kind of came and went. I'm sure there are people who love it. There's always some person who is the biggest fan of any given Final Fantasy.
Oh yeah, of course. This is not really ringing any bells.
Okay.
Like, I'm not looking at it and going like, oh yeah, that guy!
Also, that's totally a Final Fantasy that would have been reviewed when I was in GameSpot, so that makes it, like, even more vexing that I can't remember anything about it. I think, like, X2, 11, and 12 were the ones that came out when I was there.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. 9 tried to have, like, an old-style look to it.
Yeah.
I remember that now.
Gina wrote a really nice piece about 9 that made me kind of curious to play that someday.
And then 8's the one with the guy with the fucking fur-lined jacket, right? Gunblade.
That sounds right. That sounds right.
Squall Leonhart. That's the guy's name. I'm not having I'm not having an episode over here.
I didn't think so. I figured that was probably the way that was.
Yeah, I mean, I guess like with 11 being an MMO, 12 was probably kind of a weird thing when it came out.
It was the, hey, we're actually doing a game.
Like, we still make these, make them like this, it's not just...
Well, and people responded really weird to 11 at the outset. Like, it definitely had its fans, and I think some people still really love that game, but I remember at the time when it came out, people were just like, the idea of a Final Fantasy MMO sounded awesome, I don't know about this.
Right, yeah, I mean, it was, you know... Like, it just had a lot of hoops to jump through for stuff like, I want to be friends with somebody.
Right.
Like, all right, let me log into my Play Online account, and then into my... Yes.
I still haven't really played any of 15. It's sitting on my PS4 forever.
I started playing 15, and... No.
Yeah.
My wife started trying to play 15 as well, and was exactly the same way.
I had a lot more fun just watching people's, like, road trip clips and, you know, weird experiences in that game than I did any real interest in playing it myself.
Yeah. Yeah, no, she just had zero interest in 15. Also, not super into World of Final Fantasy either. I thought might be a little more up her alley, but...
What was that?
It's the one that's, like, practically a fucking Pokemon game, and you wear fucking monsters on your head, and... You change between chibi versions and real versions of the characters, and they...
That's right.
Each can be knocked over, just... Like, it was just a battle system where you're just like, fucking, what? Why?
Okay, yeah. I remember that existing. I had forgotten about it.
Yeah. She tried playing that and was just like, nope, fuck this.
God, Square is such a fucking weird company right now.
Yep.
Really felt like they had a good thing going with their, like, Western development for a while there. Now it kind of feels like they just don't know what the fuck to do with any of that.
Yeah. That just seems like they just don't fucking know. Like how to budget those games, or how to budget their Japanese games so the US games get fucked over, or whatever it is.
Yeah.
Like, it just seems like they just don't really...
But at the same time, you know, every once in a while they'll surprise you with something like Nier, you know? Like, it'll just fucking come out, get platinum to make a fucking Nier game, and it's awesome, you know?
Right. You almost wonder, though, like, you know, 6 months from now, are they going to come out and say, like, you know, the Nier sales didn't really do what we wanted to do,
So that was the thing, like, they were super touting, like, hey, that game sold 1.5 million copies, and it seemed like they were genuinely surprised by that.
Right. Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying, like, you know, that they'll fucking pull a Tomb Raider on that shit and be like,
we thought it needed to sell three.
Yeah, we just kind of didn't really...
Kingdom Hearts 3 will come out.
No.
No, it will. It's going to happen.
Nope. Mm-mm.
That game's going to come out.
That's going to come out, and it's going to be a game design document that leaks out, and it's going to be a 45-minute cutscene.
It's just a game design document that just says, Goofy fucks?
Yeah.
Kingdom Hearts is one of those series that has vexed me my entire life because people I know who genuinely just don't even like video games love Kingdom Hearts. And not even like Disney fans necessarily, like hardcore Disney fans.
Yeah. Well,
I just don't get it.
Some people have fucking bad taste in shit.
Or just really off-kilter taste. I don't know, yeah. Man.
Some people like fucking trash.
Yeah. I remember thinking there was some charm in that first game. I was like, yeah, I don't know, there's something to this.
Like, the idea is like, oh, yeah. You're like, okay, yeah, like, let's bring together Square and Disney stuff. Like, that could be an interesting mashup. And then they're just like, how about instead we fucking square it up in the most square-ass square way possible?
Like, so square that even Square doesn't even know how to describe
it? Yeah, like, Square's even done. They're just like, I don't know, let's keep throwing numbers off the title, put a slash in here. Like, fuck it. It's like if you took every fucking Disney thing and every Final Fantasy thing and threw it into a fucking steel drum and then set that on fire and then huffed the fumes that came out of it and then made a video game.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
You too could make something as fucking overwrought and fucking lame as Kingdom Hearts.
That said, I have like just this much admiration for a company caring so little about making something like coherent, you know, but with these enormous franchises.
Right. Well, I mean, that's the other problem is that you're dealing with fucking Disney that is a pain in the ass to work with and Square who are also a fucking pain in the ass to work with. So on a business level, I'm sure that relationship is a fucking nightmare.
Yeah.
It's just like one car crash after another.
I would not want to be the go-between at those
companies. No, yeah, it's fucking amazing that there's even a Kingdom Hearts 3 getting announced, let alone
this far into development.
Right, like after all the fucking shit you heard about, or I heard about everything leading up to, through that last set of games and stuff, it was just like, yep, yeah, alright, this is never gonna happen because these people fucking hate each other after making these other games, but... But then at some point they go, you know, we could probably make some money on this.
And that's the thing, those games always sell huge, right?
I mean,
the big one, like 1 and 2?
Probably, yeah.
Final 1 is an all-timer, I think. It's been so long since 2.
Yeah.
God only knows how many people picked up all those, like, weird side things.
Yeah.
Is that supposed to come out this year?
I don't know. No. Probably not. I don't
remember if they even set like a release window for that or not.
Yeah. I feel like they would have needed to have shown or mentioned it in some way at E3 if that was the plan.
Because, yeah, there was a trailer or something that hit, and that was kind of it. What the fuck are they doing over here?
Yeah, they've been, this construction they've been doing for years has been fucked up for a while.
Cool.
Oh, they might announce Kingdom Hearts stuff at D23. I guess, yeah.
Ah, the 23rd Disney.
Yes.
I bet that's a late 2018 game, and we see a whole bunch of it at E3 next year.
Yeah, maybe.
Was Square Enix even on the floor this year?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they were showing the Final Fantasy.
That's right. No, I went there. Duh. I went there to see Life is Strange.
Oh, right.
Duh.
They had like one kiosk for Agents of Mayhem because Square distributes Deep Silver games in the UK, I think. No,
in the US.
In the US. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's the other way around.
Like, right. Right.
Yeah, there's some sort of distribution deal between them.
Just like searching for a release date and ended up on this Wikipedia page. Kingdom Hearts 3 sees many returning gameplay features from the series while introducing new attraction flow attacks that incorporate Disney Parks attractions. Fucking.
I'm gonna California Adventure your fucking skull in. What?
Alright. I'm gonna fucking go on the submarine and then do 9999 damage.
Me and Goofy, we're gonna ride Space Mountain. Woo!
Now see, if Ric Flair was in Kingdom Hearts.
Yes, famous Disney character, Ric Flair.
If it was fucking Square and WCW.
Backstage Assault.
Yeah, and it was like fucking Black Scorpion and Doom.
God.
Wait, hang on, the Keyblade can transform into a hammer? I'm in.
No, it actually turns into a hammer.
Oh, okay, well, alright, that's... Kingdom Hearts 3 will serve as the final chapter of the Dark Seeker saga.
Because we're not sure if we can renew the rights for another one of these.
No, it says here, it's been confirmed by Nomura that the game will conclude the Xehanort saga.
Nope. What?
But will not be the final game in the series.
Fuck off. Fuck off!
Resonating with the sound. Yeah.
He's just wearing a straight-up BitTorrent hoodie.
They have a, yeah, there's a, I don't know if it's still there. There's a BitTorrent office, like, less than a block away from where we're at, from our office.
I guess I sort of forget that BitTorrent is sort of a legit organization.
I mean, legit's a...
You know what I mean.
Maybe not the term I would use, but...
They got bona fides.
I figured I was reading something that was talking about, like, the BitTorrent, like, company and, like, all their different fucking cockamamie schemes to form legit businesses based around the BitTorrent tech. And they're like, oh, we're doing movie distribution, we're building our own Netflix for indie content and stuff. And it was just this story of people who came in thinking that, like, I'm going to be the CEO of this thing and turn it around, and then gone 6 months later going, like, this thing's a fucking... heaping fucking mess of fucking fire.
Just this endless shell game of fucking pseudo-legitimacy fucking built around this rotten center.
Or just, like, you know, trying to turn something that's, like, this at its core is just tech.
Right.
For distribution stuff that is, like, that's not...
That is really only used in for more nefarious things.
Right. So, like, what are they, you know, if they're like, hey, we're the BitTorrent people, we would like to meet about distributing your movie. Well, you'd be like, hey, you're already distributing our fucking movies.
Oh, no, we have no real
involvement. That's not, I mean, no.
We didn't,
Point they tried to start a fucking news organization. Like, it was just this long list of, like, content schemes. Like, what content could we bolt to the BitTorrent tech and that would tell a good enough story for someone to come in and buy this thing or whatever. And it just seemed...
Yeah, media, that's a lucrative industry these days.
Right, yeah. It just seemed like this endless fucking revolving door of CEOs and people and borderline scam artists.
This is a shame, because it's great technology. It's just, you know, there's nothing you can do with it, really.
Well, you know, it's in other stuff, like... World of Warcraft patches or something, or, you know, some other stuff like that probably get distributed, if not with BitTorrent directly, then with something
along those lines.
Yeah.
Oh, did the Steam summer sale start today?
Yeah.
That's probably broken.
Yeah, Steam's probably down.
I'm not sure there's anything actually on Steam right now I've been, like, holding out on. Because all I play on there right now is Battlegrounds.
Yeah. I'm gonna load up Steam on my phone and see what happens. Store featured. It's loading.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, there we go. All right.
Uh-huh.
Summer sale stickers. Romance of the Three Kingdoms 13 is only $23.99. Super Hot's $15.
That's a good price for that game.
Battlegrounds, not on sale.
But they do, like, rotating deals, right?
Yeah. Sometimes it's, like, a daily thing. Sometimes not. I don't know. $4 for Shadow of Mordor.
Christ. Like, I know it's been a few years since that game came out, but still just hearing that is like...
Yeah.
Yeah, no, pay $4 for that game if you have not played that game. For 75% off. Yeah. Go and enjoy that.
$12 for Rocket League. $14 for Arma 3.
Is that the most recent Arma?
Yeah.
Okay. I've not kept up with Arma in a very long time.
Battlegrounds, still the top seller.
Of course it is.
They patched today.
Oh. You know, was that the mantling and...
No, I think it's all performance stuff.
Okay.
Like, hey, if you're looking through a scope, the foliage gets all fucked up. We fix that.
Okay.
Stuff like that.
Special kind of mess out here today.
Yeah, this alley fucking sucks. And with that, I'm gonna go. See you all later in this chat room.